Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Assalamu alaikum, dear souls in search of divine parenting wisdom. This is Zainab, your host on IRIB English Radio. Prepare to be enlightened on Islamic upbringing, the program where we unravel the strategies of nurturing children within the Islamic framework. Our experts' responses are inspired by the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Well, we have been discussing with you the strategies to instill faith in our children. And we talked about the family life, which should be stable, which should make sure that the environment they provide to the children is secure, they feel respected, they feel loved, and their psychological level should be stable, their physical level should be stable, their emotional levels should be stable. Then we talked about instilling habits in them, and you said that should be done with patience. We should be working on wajibats, but also at the same time we should be lenient, patient, and also create a balance. We should not be that lenient that we make our children lazy. And what was more important in instilling habits was, again, to instill adab, to instill manners with actions. So what are some of the more tips to, you know, strengthen the faith in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the third important tip that we have out of seven in terms of inculcating faith in our children is, we will title it, creating a Muslim identity.
Okay.
The concept of identity, social identity, is something I discussed in psychology, in sociology, about how all of us have an identity, that we conform with a particular way of living, with a particular society, a particular ideology, a particular religion, etc. What we need to realize is that identity, so identity is manifested in different ways.
Right.
Mainly through
appearance.
Appearance, so the way we dress, the way we talk, but also in the symbols that we use, right? So in Arabic, these are called the sha'air, and the Holy Quran uses these words as well. The big symbols, the things that identifies a particular group, a particular society, a particular community, a particular religion, right? Also through individuals that represent an identity. So, for example, a religious identity will be represented by particular individuals, such as the prophets or the scholars. A gangster identity, for example, represented by a particular person who has those kind of traits in a very big way, in a very loud way, etc. So these are how identity is manifested. What we need to realize is that, and this is fundamental, is that identity has the ability to influence not just our actions and our behavior, but also our morals and our likes and dislikes, and our belief and our ideology and that which we believe in.
Right. Well, a momentary intermission, my friends, to recharge our minds and souls. Join us again as we resume our captivating conversation on instilling faith in our children.
Wait, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents.
Mama,
Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother McFadd, and we are taking a deep dive into how to instill faith in our children. Brother McFadd, you said that creating identity it has different manifestations, and you talked about them, and now you're telling us how this can help strengthen the faith in our children.
So identity is like who we are. Right. So if you ask a teenager, for example, like who you are, he will tell you his identity, not necessarily in words, but when the way he speaks, the way he's attached to, the way what are his principles, his values, right, his goals. All these things come about from a particular identity that he or she has adopted. And so when we come as Muslims, we have a Muslim identity, right? We're part of a society, a community, right? A civilization, right? That has an identity, a particular identity.
Right.
And these are manifested in various different things. So, for example, the Kaaba, right? The Hajj is
right.
A big symbol, and we have this in the Quran as well. That the Kaaba is a symbol of our civilization, of the Islamic faith, of the Islamic belief. And so a person who has a close affinity, a close proximity, a close affection for example, the Kaaba and the Hajj, is somebody who has this identity. For them, this is important. For them, this is something that represents who they are.
Right.
For us as Shia, specifically, Azadari and Karbala and the movement of Imam Hussein is a big identity.
Right.
We're recognized by this, and you find that these are identities and these symbols are things that if they're very strong in a person, it's something that they would not budge from.
Right.
I was recently watching a clip where they were doing this this thing on the streets where they would come to people and say, look, I want to give you loads of money. You've won a prize and I've got loads of money for you. And obviously the person would be very happy. This was done randomly on the streets. And the person will be going, okay, here's the money, but there's a condition to it. You have to, I can't remember now, either say that you don't love Amirul Mu'mineen or that you dissociate yourself from the Ahlul Bayt, etc. And most people would not agree to that.
Right.
Right? Money is very important. A lot of money is amazing to have, right? But not at the expense of, for example, not being attached to Amirul Mu'mineen.
Right.
Or not at the expense of... Why? Because these things are fundamental for us.
Right.
Why is it fundamental for them? It's because it's a very important symbol of the identity that they have.
Right.
My identity as a Muslim is Karbala, is Hajj, is these things play. These are things are very important for me, and therefore, I'm not ready to separate myself from these things. So, in other words, what I'm trying to explain over here is that an identity has the ability to not just impact our behavior, the way we speak, the way we dress, our lifestyle, but also affects our morals, also affects what we like and what we don't like, right? And I'll come to the hijab in a second. And also affects our ideas, our ideology, our belief system.
Right. Let's take a short break, and when we return, we'll dive deeper into this discussion. Stay tuned. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about how to instill faith in our children. Brother Miqdad is giving us beautiful tips. Brother Miqdad said that creating identity is not just appearance, but it also impacts our morals, our behavior. Yes, brother.
So coming to the example of the hijab is a very important symbol of Islam, right? It plays this role of bringing about a very strong identity. And the more we create this attachment to the hijab, or the more we create this identity, comes both in both ways. The more we create this Islamic identity, the more we feel proximity and closeness to the hijab, and the more willingly we'll be wearing hijab, because this is who I am, right?
Right.
My identity is a religious identity, a Muslim identity, and this is represented by the hijab, right? If I remove the hijab, you find that it's because one of the reasons is because I identify myself in another aspect, in a non-religious aspect, or my identity is different from a Muslim identity,
right?
And this is why you find women, for example, who have a very feminist ideology, right? A very feminist identity, right? This identity leads them to abandon the hijab.
Right.
Or to turn the hijab into something that is
a kind of barrier to them.
A kind of barrier to their success. So the point that I want to make over here is that if we want our children to be really strong in their faith, it's essential that what we do for ourselves first, again as a family, is to create in ourselves and in our children a very strong religious, Islamic, Muslim, Shia identity.
Right.
And the more we strengthen this identity, the more we make them feel that this is who I am, right? The grounds will be much ready for them to behave in a Muslim way, to have Islamic morals and values, and also then to have Islamic belief as well.
Right.
Having said all this now, the next question that comes up over this is, how do we inculcate this identity? How
exactly.
do we strengthen this identity? So inshallah, we'll talk about the practical tips of how do we create an identity very briefly. But let me just mention one quick point over here. Identities, a person can have multiple identities. So one of them is a cultural identity. So
right.
you can have, for example, a Muslim identity. You can be a very strong Muslim with a religious identity, but also be, for example, Pakistani. Or be Arab, or be Iranian, or be British, for example, right? And have a cultural identity as well. So, for example, my identity is that I eat chelo kebab, and my identity is I eat biryani, or my identity is that I watch football and support Liverpool, for example. These are kind of cultural identities. However, the religious identity that we have should be not just stronger than the cultural identity, but also should overrule certain aspects of the cultural identity. Not completely remove it. The cultural identity can stay and usually does stay, but it is overruled in cases of contradiction by the religious identity.
Right, and that discussion needs to be expanded more. Inshallah, we'll do that in another session. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of our programs there. Or in case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what?